Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Almost immediately, they told me that I needed a treatment where I would either die or have a stroke or I would make it through. And all of it was even from the standpoint of the possibilities of it happening.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to Life Interrupted Radio. It's my pleasure to be here with you Friday night. As always, every Friday night, start of my weekend, I so look forward to this time with you. I've got a fabulous, look at this great mug, you know, it's the Pendleton Roundup. Isn't that wonderful? Great big. A friend of mine sent this to me, and I've decided to fill it with chamomile tea tonight because I've got a dear friend. I've invited her on because she has a fabulous story as well as some really great tips for you tonight. I filled it with chamomile tea because you know what? Vicky just makes me always feel so warm and fuzzy and safe and wonderful. So that's why I filled it with my chamomile tea. So anyway, we're going to welcome tonight Vicky Winterton. She's the founder of Expert Insight Publishing. And you know what? I'm going to read this because your bio is fantastic. I just want to make sure everybody knows. She has built a solid foundation of over 25 years of expertise in promotion, publishing, product development, networking, success. For I don't know how many people, thousands and thousands of people. She works for Fortune 100 companies and even individuals across the globe. We all know Vicky for fostering powerful and loyal relationships. And she is such a major hub and a spoke of so many communities. And she's all about being wildly creative, unique, and how can we do this in wonderful relationship building types of ways. That's what I love about her and her companies is they're all based on trust and relationship. And if that's not enough, she is an award-winning author in her own right. She is a founder of Right Now Broadcast and Right Away Right Now. And those are WRITE, like writers, if that makes sense, Right Away Right Now, which is a global community where writers find everything they need at each stage of the journey. And she's helped me with several of my books, too. So, gosh, and we've known each other, I was thinking, for over 10 years now, Vicky. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Amazing how time flies. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be here with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I invited Vicky on because a couple of years ago now, she had a medical emergency that just came, I'll say, out of the blue, right? It was just a big surprise.
Yeah, it really was. I have been healthy my whole life, and I really don't, I should say I don't deserve to be because I've had this incredible consulting situation where for 30 years I was traveling all over the world, and I really was a total workaholic. I loved it. Every moment of it was a treasure for me, but I met the man of my dreams, and I decided that I wanted to develop a different type of relationship and a different type of work environment so that I could have a relationship. So it's so strange because I would fly to the UAE, I would fly to Australia, I'd fly all these places, never even get up and walk around the plane. And I was so much a subject for blood clots at the time. As you know, they always advise you all of these things you can do to avoid it. I never did any of those things. I never had any problems. I decide to settle down and open a wonderful community to give back to coaches, which turned into a number of other things, including publishing company and award-winning magazines and best-selling books. We've taken like over 500 authors now to bestseller, and all of this happened, and I ended up getting almost fatal blood clots when I was no longer traveling, which was really, really strange. I guess for me, the biggest thing about this is I've never really trusted the medical community. I took 5 years of my life and did nothing but consult two doctors. And I thought it was because of, I perceived it as somewhat of an arrogance, but I realized that what it was is that I was fearful that they knew more than I did. And so to be able to discern what they were sharing with me, I was always leery of it because I just never had any medical issues. And all of a sudden, I got up one morning and couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe at all. And I just said to Terry, the man of my dreams, I said, you know, you've got to call an ambulance because this is not, I can't even walk to the shower. And so he did, and they took me out by ambulance and airlifted me, and we live in a mountain resort, and they airlifted me into Albuquerque, and I was in intensive care for like almost 2 weeks. And it was really an incredible close call. And it was such a shock for me because I don't even get colds or flu. So I had to really analyze this on a lot of levels because almost immediately they told me that I needed a treatment where I would either die or have a stroke or I would make it through. And all of it was even from the standpoint of the possibilities of it happening. I didn't have a chance for a second opinion. We just had to go with it. And thank goodness it worked out really beautifully, and I'm in great health now. But it made me reevaluate a lot of things, the way I was leading my life and also the way I was perceiving doctors. And I thought I had the upper hand. I had the choice. I was, you know, I was a strong one that was going to be able to control my relationship with the doctors. And I still believe in advocacy, self-advocacy for any kind of care you get. I think you have to be responsible for that. But I also was able to discern that a lot of it was coming from a place of fear. And it really changed the way I had to start perceiving medicine, had to start perceiving doctors and so forth. And it was a really powerful experience. And I'm happy to say I'm still here.
Made it. We are too. We are too.
And it's interesting because some of the best things that I've done in business, and I've really had some accomplishments that I'm very proud of, have happened since this occurred. So just it's been really quite an amazing ride.
What's interesting to me is I can relate because the audience knows that I've had a health challenge that came out of the blue too. And it is true that what you're saying, you do reevaluate your life. Have you noticed, though, when you said that talking to the doctors and not having the same amount of information, all of that came from a place of fear? Have you noticed that as you've walked through that fear with the doctors, how has that changed the other life, you know, the life outside of the medical community? Has it changed your relationship to fear?
Yeah, it really has. And I would have to say that if I were to equate where my fear really resided, that was probably one of the biggest places. I used to say after I consulted to doctors, oh, please, God, never let me get sick. You know,
I still say that.
it was really where I was at, and it was revolving around doctors. And I learned to develop an appreciation for them, and also starting to evaluate where things were, where I thought I was strong and opinionated and was really powerful, to look at if maybe that was also yet another front for fear in my life. And it's been really an amazing experience to be able to appreciate that and be able to evaluate that and say, you know, in those places where I'm feeling really strong, which is where what I really felt about my health, how is that impacting me from the standpoint of, am I really strong in that area or am I operating out of an overreaction to a fear? And it isn't always fear, but at least now I evaluate that to see what that looks like for me.
Oh, I think that's excellent advice. How many times do we go into situations and don't even take that moment? Because, you know, fear, I have found many times fear is my friend. It keeps me on. Sometimes then I go, even just on the realm of public speaking, and I'll have a large stage to get out onto. There's a little fear. The butterflies are everywhere. And oftentimes fear is my friend. It's if you can just walk with it and walk through it, it's amazing. The ability, what your senses do, it's almost like they're heightened at that time of fear, that oftentimes some of my best speeches have been when I've been the most afraid to step out onto the stage. It's amazing to me that when we, like you are learning as this process unfolds, to make fear your friend.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so interesting the way things show up. Like, we have an annual event to honor our authors. And I always thought that I wanted to keep this very intimate and small. And you've been there on our stage. So, you know, Sharon, you know, it's usually, you know, around somewhere between 70 and 80 people. And it's really a lovely event and everyone enjoys it. Well, last year, I had some really substantial people there from the standpoint of being able to get them for speaking engagements, and they were all saying, you need to have a bigger venue, and I'm going, but I always wanted to keep this really intimate, and all of a sudden, the hotel where we are holding the event said, we have a theater that we booked for you that holds 200. And this just stepped everything up. And so I thought, well, why not? It just looks like that's what's going to be happening. It's going to shift here. And we have many more riders, too, that we need to honor at this event. And it was very interesting because we just started putting out notices about the event 2 weeks ago, and we already have it completely half filled, and our networking lunch is completely filled. And so it's very interesting. I think the idea of just opening up, and I'm usually pretty good at doing that in most things, but ever so often you get a place where you're stuck and you think, oh, this is the way it has to be. And that idea of opening up when opportunities open up to be able to change things is something I really appreciate. Also something I think I learned in a very big way from this health scare.
Oh, absolutely. One of those things like you're like, well, I think next time I'll try and learn this lesson in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I just have always been admiring and adored about you, Vicki, is how adaptable, I will call it, or willing to change. Or so many people sometimes sort of get rooted and they're saying, no, it's got to be this one direction. But the one thing I love about you is the many, many times, not only my experience working with you, but the others I've seen, is this a massive flexibility that you have. It's like, well, if it doesn't work this way, we'll figure out a way, or we've already got other ways, other opportunities. Are like fear, change, is, I guess in some respects for some people, it's just another word for fear. What are some things that you can share about what you've learned of ways to be flexible and be comfortable with change?
I think change has its challenges for everyone. But for me, what I have found, especially in business, is the way I usually see things initially is like the first little step. I think it's the whole enchilada, as Wayne Dyer would say, and all of a sudden I look at it and I go, no, like all of a sudden something else will enter in and something else will enter in, and all of a sudden it becomes really so much bigger. When I had an ad agency and this happened, you know, I thought, well, I'll go after one Fortune 100 company, and we got their account, and I was only in my mid-20s when this happened, and then they introduced us to all sorts of other Fortune 500 companies. And before I knew it, after I sold my ad agency and we were acquired after 3 years because we were tremendously successful, that opened doors for my whole 30 years of consulting experience. And the same thing happened when I opened the Coach Exchange as a community for coaches who give back. That opened the doors to be able to begin all of these different activities for coaches because I realize that many of them have wonderful business plans and wonderful ideas and wonderful contribution, but they didn't know how to market themselves. So we started radio, and then we started web TV and magazines and, you know, and books, finally books and, that have been just amazing opportunities, not just for us to enjoy doing that, but also for all of the authors that have turned into bestsellers. And it's just been an incredible journey, but it started out with a very small portion of the idea. So I think that for me, flexibility means being open to the possibilities of tremendous growth. And when you see it, it may not always be something you want to do, but again, I think you need to sit back and analyze it and say, do I not want to do it as a result of fear, or do I not want to do it as a result of the fact that it's just not my thing? And there are some things today that I don't do. We've talked about it. You know, I don't travel like I used to because I prefer to really foster this wonderful relationship with the man of my dreams. And we live in two beautiful locations. And I choose very carefully now when I travel because I've done that and I really enjoyed it. But I don't enjoy it now like I used to. And I don't do it if I don't feel it. I think you have to think about where that's coming from, that idea of not taking opportunities. There's nothing wrong with it if it's coming from a place of preference. But if it's coming from a place of fear, you have to really look at that and determine what that looks like, I think.
Well, you know, I'm glad you bring that up. We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, Lori Lawson, and she had a wonderful one, and I see how your information relates to that. She had a saying, is like, does this make me happy or does this bring me joy? And I said, that's wonderful in our private life. How does that relate to business? And she said, absolutely the same way. Is it something that I'm going to enjoy doing? If not, don't do it.
I so agree. And I feel that way too about people. I think that you really need to be able to enjoy the people that you're working with, and if no matter what the project is or no matter what the opportunity is, if it looks like it's going to be a real stretch for you to be able to be in that situation, to say no is never a mistake. The times that I've fallen in love with projects, they've been very, very few because I've been very blessed to have many people like yourself brought into my sphere, you know, of doing business and creating friendships. And it's almost always wonderful. But the few times where I've really concentrated on the project and fell in love with a project or whatever it a program and didn't pay attention to the relationship, you know, kind of the red flags were there, but I thought, oh, but this is such a great project, I have to do it. That was when things became problematic. I think, you know, those things have to go together. If you're working in relationships with people in business, you really have to sync with them in a way where it's going to be a joy, as you were saying. And if it looks like it's going to be problematic, no matter how pretty the picture is, sometimes you have to walk away and say, this is not my thing.
So true that the relationships in business have to account. Sometimes in when you're doing business with each other, if you don't have that love and trust for each other, you know, it is like a bad marriage.
It absolutely is. And I, you know, I have no family, and the man in my life has no family. We were both only children. All of our family is gone. And it's kind of interesting because I have a little bit of a different perspective on that. I have a blank sheet from the standpoint, other than Terry, that anyone who walks in my life can become like my sister. Like there's no boundaries for me when I meet someone about how close they can become. And a lot of times that is the case with business where I think, you know, when I did have family, you feel that there's more of an attachment to maybe a sister or a brother, mother, father. Since that's been removed, I don't have that. So I actually meet everyone with the assumption, absolute assumption, that they could become my best friend, like my sister, like my brother. When signs start showing up, it's not like I'm looking for them. That's not my expectation. But when signs start showing up, then I'm it's very easy for me to detach, as easy as it is for me to detach or attach in a very, very significant way. There's no other people in my life that have a preference really at this point. So it's interesting. I look at it as a gift. I really do.
Wow, fantastic. You know, Vicki, every time I talk to you, time flies. I'm way past the time. I got to take my commercial break. So hang on just really quick. Everybody, let's take a commercial break. We'll be back with Vicki. I just love all her insights. She's going to be sharing more about overcoming fear and how to live in the present moment. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
We're sharing about fear, how we can walk through fear, how we can make fear our friend. And we've talked about overcoming challenges and making choices both in business and our private world, as well as partnerships and whether those work in our business world. One of the things you've really worked with lately, I know, and because you were so instrumental in my last book, Mindfulness in Action, not only a great editor, a great consultant, you know, giving me directions and information in so many ways, but even on that level of when you read the book and giving me your own personal insights about how you choose to stay present in the moment and how you've learned to walk through life very mindfully. So will you be willing to share with us some of those tips that you've learned and that I just loved our talks on that added so much richness to my last book?
Oh, thank you. Well, I think for me, there's a wonderful quote from Joseph Campbell called Follow Your Bliss. And for me personally, I find it's very easy to be in present time and aware of what's happening when I'm following my bliss. And when I'm not, I'm not there. And so I think of all of the advice that I could ever give anyone about developing an empire in your business, whatever looks like, whatever size that is, whatever that means to you, you need to be in your bliss. Years ago, I had a wonderful gift of an accountant telling me that when you find a hobby that you love, try making that your business. Because chances are that will be what you're most successful with. And I modeled when I was very young, and I had a wonderful agent who told me that when you make a decision, you make every decision that you make as if you have $1 million in your back pocket. And you believe that you do. And I have found that that has been some of the best advice I've ever received. From the standpoint of making the right decision, staying in present time, because you're not worried about the future, you're not thinking about, you know, past things that may not have gone the way you would have liked to have seen them. You're sitting there with the courage to decide to move forward with your dream, and that's your bliss. And to me, that's got to be there, especially as an entrepreneur.
I love the advice that you just shared, but I wanted that one about the $1 million in your back pocket. Is fascinating on so many levels, because one of the things when I'm coaching some of my body language students is oftentimes I'll say it's an air of desperation. If they come and they say, you know, I've been on 20 job interviews, I can't get a job, I think it's my body language, what's going on? I love that idea of approach each opportunity, each moment with you already have that $1 million in your back pocket. So there isn't that franticness about having to make a decision.
You know, I think in addition to the idea of having $1 million in your back pocket, it applies, as you say, to self-confidence. It applies to the idea that, more importantly, I think even, is the idea that when you make choices for the right reasons,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they are not involved around money. They're not involved around neediness. They're involved around your choice, your preferences, your bliss. That is just really important. And also, I think what it does and what it did for me at a very young age was it allowed me to be very externally focused rather than being focused on me and what does this mean to me and how is the outcome going to be. In relationships, I tend to be very externally focused. And I know you do too. You're doing this interview with me and it's so lovely. And you're focused on me when you interview. And I think if people learn to be more like that in life in general, where they're focused on gathering information, finding more out about the people, finding more out about the opportunity, that natural curiosity and that shift of focus to the other person is going to really enrich whatever present time you have with them. And it could actually enrich a relationship for life or anything in between. But it's definitely going to contribute to the quality of what that looks like, as opposed to being internal focus, concerned about yourself. Turning it to external focus, I think, is really important. That $1 million in the back pocket helps you do that.
Oh my gosh, you know, that gold star. everything was wonderful, but no, everything's been gold star, platinum star. Because what that brought up for me as you were sharing that, I was thinking about just in the last, I want to say few months, I have had more time that I've had to say to some of my coaching clients, and I know, bless them, because we all occasionally fall into this, is quit taking it so personally. Whether, you know, the business is going through cutbacks or there's been changes in their job focus or whatever, let's step out of the emotion of it. Let's view it from other perspectives, not just our own personal, my ego's been bruised or my emotions have been, you know, bruised, and quit taking it so personally. I love that. So be externally focused, and you're right. That's when all the opportunities open up, because when we're externally focused, we're able to see them.
Yes, no question. And I think, you know, what you were saying is so important, because when people are internally focused, they will miss a lot of opportunities out there that come their way. If you're externally focused, and I think when you were saying that you perceive me as being very open, I think it's because I learned that quality very, very early on, that the external focus allows you to really see things. You know, where if you're internally focused, you're so preoccupied that things are just going to show up and pass you by. So, you know, it's really important. And someone told me one time that it's never about you. You know, it's maybe about something you have to learn. If it's relationship oriented, it's maybe, you know, all about something that has nothing to do with you that may cause any kind of problematic situation. It's almost never you. I mean, and I do believe that you have to, in retrospect, if things go bad or go sour, you have to look at it and say, what is my part in this? That's an important thing to do. But again, external focus and living in your bliss, I think, are some of the most beautiful ways that you can develop a career, you can develop relationships, you can just develop a beautiful life that way that is totally present tense.
Oh, absolutely. A couple of things that I wanted to share. Years ago, when I first met my beloved, he said to me, because, you know, sometimes I could be too internally focused. Sometimes I get stuck in my head with business things and all of that. Please, 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 before you get angry, ask me and give me the benefit of the doubt. And when he said that, I thought it was an unusual thing at the moment. I was just like, okay. To me, that was a defining moment, because now at that moment, when I agreed to it, it was a shift in my conscious brain that, okay, I need to go through life giving other people at first the benefit of the doubt and then begin to watch for the patterns. Because all of us can have momentary lapses. And it's, as you had said, it's this idea of what is the pattern that's going on about this person? And that, to me, is the important part to begin to notice. And sometimes the pattern is us. I think about how many, I have a dear, dear girlfriend, and she finally has found the love of her life, and we are all so thrilled. But there for a number of years, she would introduce us to new person after new person, and we all just kind of look at each other, same man, different body. So watch for those patterns, I think, is critically important, too.
Yeah, it is. But I think, you know, for me, the assumption that people that you meet and people that you deal with, having a total assumption that that's going to be good and trustworthy and positive, I come from that place, and that's really an important thing for me to be having that in sync when I do business, when I'm in a friendship, when I'm in, you know, romantic relationship, whatever it is. It's really important to me that that integrity is in place, because I really live that. And when it's not, it shows up. I just think, you know, you can just pass that by and move to another place. But I don't think you have to be, that's one area where I'm not in fear. I don't live in an expectation or looking for that to happen. When it comes up, it shows up. I'll talk with the person about it. But then, and then if necessary, maybe you both move on. But honestly, that's happened to me very seldom in business. And I've operated with a total expectation of trust. I'm putting that in other people. And the number of times that I've been disappointed in all of these decades of business, I could count on one hand.
Wow. Amazing. Fantastic. Yeah, that's really, I had a mentor one time, and it's actually written in Mindfulness in Action, this idea of expectations and, you know, how we operate from where are your expectations and how, you know, what are your expectations, taking the time to consciously be aware of them, because oftentimes they're just sort of beliefs. We don't ever review them to see how are they working for us. Are they helping us, or are they hindering us at this moment?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think along with that, I wanted to mention that I think one of the most important things that in the work that I'm doing now is that everyone gets their individual story out in the world. You did that. You know, you've done that numerous times with your amazing books and with Mindfulness in Action, you know, which was the book that we assisted you to go to bestseller. To me, it's so critically important that as we're talking here, people are able to get their stories out. And there's no excuse not to. To me, if you don't get your story out, it's almost like there's a responsibility. I've come to that decision, and that's why I devote so much of my time to helping authors get their stories out in books, because I think books are just the most powerful media that I've ever run into. So I would like to encourage everyone listening that they think about how they can get their stories out, whether they start journaling, if they join a book anthology, if they do a book of their own, whatever way they capture the wonderful ideas, the creativity, and what's going on in their life, because no one else can tell their story. And I think it's really, really important. That's why I'm also so appreciative that you're doing these interviews. Because that's another way to capture people's story. It's really, really important.
It is. I'm glad you bring that up, because a story to me is always, people can take what they need from the story. It's amazing to me how many different ways that people have aha moments in stories, that I'll have read the story one way and someone else will have said, oh, but did you see this in the story? And I'm like, wow, no, I didn't. Or I took, you know, that escaped me because I was so caught up in this part of the story. So I just love the power of stories to transform any situation. And I wanted to share that, yes, the anthology books that you, your one of your mainstays of your business as well, is helping authors like myself do the individual books. My very first book, if you're thinking that, oh, I couldn't write or I can't, you know, that's such a big job. Years ago, my very first book was just a collection of blog posts. And I brought in a couple of friends and we went through all the different blog posts I'd written, and they helped me put the best ones. You know, I sometimes turn it over to other people because sometimes we can get too attached to things. And it was a lot of fun. And that was what launched me into becoming an author. If you're listening in, you could be an author pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's really great about journaling as a start is the idea of sharing your ideas with yourself in a really substantial way in writing. Years ago, I worked with the Tony Robbins organization's Fortune Management. And it was very interesting because I remember him saying at one point that if it's worth living, it's worth writing about. And I always love that because I think that that's so true. And I think it's important to write about little things, not just big things. I mean, I honestly didn't think I had a story till I had this near-death experience. And now I realize I have stories that I could write about every day, that I journal about every day, you know, that may be of some real assistance to someone else out there who is going through something where they could learn something from it. We sometimes really underestimate the simple times in our life that can be really pertinent as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the reasons for Life Interrupted Radio, was to bring out all these stories so people could see themselves and go, oh my goodness, that person went through that. And oh, wow, that was a great tip. And I can implement that into my life right now to make a change, to make something happen for myself. So thank you so much. As always, my dear, we're out of time before we have a chance to, you know, you and I could just chat forever. But my gosh, thank you so much for being on Life Interrupted Radio and sharing your story and your wisdom about making fear our friend and making change our friend and being able to just approach life from that external perspective, being open and allowing things to come into our lives. So that's what I love about you and how the way you operate in the world. Can you share with the audience how to get a hold of you and how to find some of your expert books? And how to find you.
Definitely. I wanted to give a gift to everyone who's listening.
Oh, wow.
I have a best-selling book called Beyond Your Book that it tells you how to start making money with your book and start really functioning around the building of your book and the audience for your book before you even start writing it. So I think that since we talked a little bit about writing and the importance of sharing your story, that might be really helpful. And in addition to that, we have an award-winning magazine that comes out quarterly. You've been featured in it along with some of the top literary giants of our time. And that we would like to also gift you with for a full year online.
A full year? Wow. It's a great magazine, guys. I enjoy getting it. It's just always filled with fabulous insights and interviews.
Yeah, and it's called Publish Magazine. So we'd like to give you that gift. And then there's also an opportunity if you're already in the process of writing your book or you have some strong ideas around writing your book and wanting to make that a bestseller, there's information there about how to do that too. So you go to tinyurl.com/giftsnow. So it's tinyurl.com/giftsnow.
I'll be sure and have that on the website as well. And it's gifts, plural, gifts now. So tinyurl.com/giftsnow. Fantastic. Everybody run over there and get it because it's a fantastic offer. I love Publish Magazine and the book is full of insights and encourage you to become an author because, boy, getting your story out, you just never know. You really never know what possibilities open up and how you can actually not only change your world, but change other people's worlds. And that's what it's all about for me, is getting that out and letting other people see and understand and learn. Just even if it's through osmosis, I'm good. However people, however people enjoy it, that's, I'm all good about it. So, well, thank you so much, my dear Vicki Winterton, for being on Life Interrupted Radio. And everyone, we'll be back after this commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night. Dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen.
Wow. Amazing bumper music to come back after Vicki and her sharing with us about how to make fear your friend. I love that idea of act from that place as if you have that $1 million check in your back pocket. I think that's very empowering because it allows you to make decisions not based on fear, but on opportunity, on possibility, on inspiration and empowerment. Let's take a moment and just reflect on that, as always, towards the end of Life Interrupted Radio, doing a little guided meditation just to let what we learned today from Vicki sink in. Sometimes when we reflect on things that we learn right away, it embeds itself in a deeper place, a place that we can act from. So let's take a moment and just get comfy, wiggle about, let all the nooks and crannies of your body relax, wiggle your fingers and shake out your toes, or I guess it's shake your fingers and wiggle your toes, isn't it? Take some nice deep breaths. You know, laughing is great for breathing too. We don't laugh enough, do we? That's right. Laughing always makes us breathe deeper, relaxes the diaphragm that maybe we've been holding a little too tight. So it's okay if you're laughing at this wiggling your fingers and shaking your toes. Absolutely. Continue to take some nice deep breaths as you close your eyes and settle in, going to your favorite place. If you've been a listener of Life Interrupted Radio, you know the place. That place that you know, whether real or imagined, but in your mind, the place where you're safe to be yourself. The only things that happen there are the things that you want. That's right. Enjoying the colors and the smells and the flavors and the textures and the temperature is just right. My favorite place has a little pool, a little pond by it, and some trees. Growing up in the Pacific Northwest, yeah, I'm one of those tree hugger types of gals. And my favorite place is that. Yours? is different. No two favorite places are the same. Even if we both have pools, ponds, they're different. So you choose your place. Real or imaginary, can be a combination. Doesn't matter. This is your place, your time. That's right. Continuing to breathe deep. Ask imagination, curiosity, creativity, inspiration, discovery, wonderment, amazement to come in and to join you here right now. Whether these are feelings or even people that you admire that have these great talents, maybe you have a dear friend who's creative or admire someone you've never even met that has imagination that you admire, invite them in and let them know about this $1 million check. Yes. What would you do? Ask that imagination, creativity, inspiration, discovery, amazement, curiosity. Look. What should we do? What will we do? What could we do? Allow possibilities just to flood in. Isn't that fun? Oh my goodness, so many things are flooding in. It's sometimes hard to sort. You can slow it down just by holding up a blessing of gratitude and saying thank you, thank you. One at a time, please. Absolutely. Now some of them are going to feel better than others, more right than others. They're not wrong, just not now, not yet. Maybe for someone else that you love and you're thinking, wow, that's a great idea. Don't want to do it yet. Or I want to share that idea with someone. From this place of safety and creativity and imagination, discovery, begin to gather up all the ideas, whether you put them on a chalkboard or a checklist or just file them away in your memory bank, up to you. That's right. Coming from this place of having that $1 million check in your pocket, asking the question, what would I do? Making fear our friend, because sometimes we make decisions based on lack, not having enough. But if we make decisions as if we have that check in our pocket, it's coming from the place of wonderment, of possibility, of creation, transformation, imagination, creativity, innovation. That's right. If any little thoughts of lack or yeah buts or oh, not for me's or no, I could never's, give them gratitude and blessing. And on your next exhale, release them to the wind. Maybe a sigh feels right. It's fine. Here in this place, your place of safety, you know what feels right. Just allowing all the thoughts to come in. Maybe it's things you've seen long time ago or just recently, doesn't matter. Time has no meaning here. That's right. It's just about the discovery. Maybe it feels right to go through that mental Rolodex or file cabinet of yours to see what you've stored away. Or just open yourself to possibilities and say, come, come. Just as if it's coming on the wind, as you're releasing the negativity to the wind, inviting possibility to you. That's right. In the next few moments, let's gather them up, and knowing that this isn't a permanent choice, it isn't an absolute forever choice, but just here in this place of possibility, choose one. That's right. Just so we get the feel, the practice of choosing one possibility. Begin to explore it from all sides, up and down and every side, turning it around and asking others to come in and take a look, and what do they think? Maybe you have a mental mastermind. That's right, you know best how to explore this one choice you made right now, just to get the feel and the flavor of choosing a possibility without restriction, without limitation, full of possibility. That's right. Allowing ideas to come in of what would be some of the things I would do first. That's right. Not jumping ahead too far. This isn't about creating more stress or more to-do lists in your life. This is about creating clarity, passion, purpose. You know the right word, what this is about. Discovery, curiosity, clarity. For each time, just begin to think, to ponder, to wonder. As I create that, what would it be? What would it look like? Who would I invite to join me on this journey? You know best how to have this unfold before you. Unfolding without effort. That's right. Coming from that place of abundance, not need. That's right. Coming from that place of curiosity and not fear. That's right. Thanking fear for its warning signs and blessing it, giving it lots and lots of gratitude, and letting it go on the wind as you begin to unfold this new chapter, this new discovery, this new open pathway that hadn't been there before. Isn't it amazing what you can do from this place, your place, this place of safety, this place of abundance, this place of freedom and curiosity and wonderment and discovery? That's right. Happiness and joy. Breathing it all in, extending the exhale as you savor it all here. Savoring the abundance, the appreciation and gratitude. That's right. Take all the time you need in the next few moments to gather up everything you've created here that you need and want to store away or take with you out there to continue this change, to allow it to unfold out there. That's right. As you gather it all up, bless this place for being here for you, knowing that you can come back here in a moment's notice, anytime, anywhere, just by breathing it in, savoring it and allowing it to come. That's right. Beginning to come back to conscious awareness right now. Alert. Alert to what's out there. That's right. Taking some nice deep cleansing breaths, letting them out with a loud exhale. Begin to open your eyes back here, right now, in the present moment, with all that you discovered on your journey to that place of yours, knowing that you can go back there anytime, anywhere, just by thinking about it, breathing through it, breathing to it. That's right. Eyes wide open, alert, ready to begin again with all of your new discoveries, your new gifts right here before you. Knowing that you have that $1 million check in your pocket, like Vicky said, how that changed her whole outlook to discovery and possibilities, creating the life of your dreams. Thank you for being here with me tonight on Life Interrupted Radio. As always, it's my honor and pleasure to be with you every Friday night and to bring you interesting people, courageous people, fascinating people that I find on my journey. If you would like to be a guest on Life Interrupted Radio, drop me an email through www.lifeinterruptedradio.com. Or if you know of a guest, please let me know. I'm always looking for those fascinating, courageous people who can share with us their tips to thrive and create the life of your dreams so you live your destiny. And I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, from SharonSaylor.com and, of course, LifeInterruptedRadio.com. Join me here next week for another episode, and go have a great week, whatever your adventures.
The information provided on LifeInterruptedRadio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by LifeInterruptedRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is say yes to success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen.